We're hitting the road this summer, exploring places you can visit as a day trip from the Charlotte area, and we're calling it There and Back. You can come along with us at WFAE.org. Just click on There and Back under the Podcasts tab. Today, a trip to Gaston County's Scheele Museum of Natural History and to the Gaston County Museum of Art and History. The Scheele Museum opened in 1961 to house a collection of wildlife and minerals donated by Bud and Lily Scheele, longtime Gaston County residents. Over its 50-year history, the museum has grown from 1,500 square feet to more than 70,000, all at its original location off Garrison Boulevard in Gastonia. The Scheele's executive director, Ann Tippett, says while they house a variety of items, the museum looks to tie its collections together with a common theme.
The common thread is the natural world and humans and our role in it, how we're affected by the natural world and the impact that we have on it.
Visitors are greeted by a replica Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton towering over the lobby. Just to the right is the entrance to the featured exhibit, Mammal Safari. A mix of live animals, taxidermied specimens, and interactive activities organized by continent.
May I have your attention, please? We are seating for our 3:30 planetarium program, Red Star Solar System Roundup.
The Scheele also has one of the largest planetariums in North Carolina. Its director, Jim Craig, presents several different shows, some of his own design. You can take a tour of the solar system with an animated cowboy or explore the night sky to the music of Star Trek and Gustav Holst, The Planets. This time of year, you'll find kids in the museum all day. 9-year-old Colin Williams and his younger brother attended one of Scheele's summer camps. During my visit, the focus was electricity.
We got to get shocked by this little kind of generator.
It's a, like, electricity generator.
Their mom, Brandy Williams, says sure, her boys get to play, but they're also learning things.
They start the next school year with a lot of information that I've had their teachers actually say, I didn't know they knew that, you know, because they got it from here.
The Scheele has outdoor exhibits as well, connected by nature trails, exploring the history of human civilization from the Stone Age to the 19th century. Now off to the Gaston County Museum of Art and History, about 10 miles north in the town of Dallas. Its collections are housed in a historic building on the town's main square with a history all its own. Walking in the front door is like taking a step back in time. From the mid-1800s to about 1930, the museum building was a family-run hotel. Today, parts of the space are decorated and furnished as the hotel would have been back then. Head upstairs, and you'll find hotel rooms set up with period furnishings. And on the walls of the hallway, you can see original graffiti left behind by some of the guests. Down the hall, there's an interactive parlor, complete with a working pipe organ.
My name is Jeff Pruitt, and I'm the director here at the museum. In a third-floor parlor like this, you might have things set out for your guests, such as a newspaper. We've got some early laminated copies of a Gaston Gazette. The one that I'm holding right now is from 1901.
Like so much of the area, Gaston County's history is rooted in textiles. The museum has an exhibit that looks at the evolution of the textile industry in the Carolina Piedmont, including old machinery and an original Edison electric generator. The Gaston County Museum of Art and History in Dallas, and before that, the Scheele Museum of Natural History in Gastonia. This week stops in our summer series, There and Back, day trips from around the Charlotte region. Come along with us at WFAE.org. Just click on There and Back under the Podcast tab. And if you've got an idea for where we should go next, email us at news@WFAE.org. Find us on Facebook or send us a tweet. We're at WFAE, and I'm at WFAE Duncan. This is Weekend Edition on 90.7 WFAE.